On the issue of corruption within the judiciary, I think that from my experience, I have come to understand how these perceptions abound. As I said, the judicial service has more than 7,000 employees. Only 400 or so are part of the judiciary. Anyone who presents themselves as able to take money on behalf of a judge gives that perception. And very often, we as judges, including those of us with the reputation of being unbribable, find ourselves in that corner where people go out and present that they are going to give you money. And others believe it because they don't know it. So they don't know that you are unbribable. So there's a whole market, we call it judicial predators. There's a whole predatory group around our function. And that is something that we constantly try to address in our study of ethics, both for judges and for staff. So there are interventions, they just have to be deepened. And then for the community to understand, this is something I would really love to tell Ghanaians, that for every 10 people who tell you, give me money for a judge, you can be sure that 9 likely is going into that person's pocket and not to a judge. So please, don't give money to people to take to judges because it's their own market. It's unfortunate that that perception has prevailed because of the nature of our work. Our work is extremely technical. Sometimes people lose cases because they didn't abide with rules of court, they didn't abide with rules of evidence, they didn't abide with substantive law precepts, and so they lose the case and they don't understand. The law is difficult. That's why law school is difficult. And so when people lose cases, they tend to wonder why they lost. And then they come up with all sorts of notions. And so if you ask me, I would actively engage the community, as my predecessors have done. I'll heighten it. And I would speak very aggressively about being wary of those who present that they can give money to judges.